I'll get the buttons right.
I was like,
not your headphones. It's me. Messing things up. 5:36. Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 30th. We have a very busy show. There was not much to get to yesterday. That's all different today. A very early panel full of ladies shortly after 6 o'clock this...
6 o'clock this morning, friends.
I'll explain. This is a different frog in my throat than normal. A very early panel full of ladies, so we'll be looking for you to call in less than a half an hour and do a very early panel full of ladies. Usually it's in the 7 or 8 o'clock hour, but questions for ladies and you only right after 6 o'clock. We've got Disney drama to get to. You might have seen this story, but I have my doubts and I put my cynicism cape on, and we'll get to that after 7 o'clock. Also, tacos and trivia Tuesday. We've got prizes to give to you. We've got to get Morgan. We got to give her a heads up on this, or maybe we shouldn't let her play.
This is up her alley. Yes, sirree.
Die Hard Taylor Swift trivia for tacos and trivia Tuesday, 7:30. Sam and Logan from Midstory will be in because they've got a great event coming up this Saturday. They could talk about that, what Midstory is. Jeffy McGee will join us as well. You can text the show anytime. Good morning, 419-240-1055. You can call as well. Use that number for our panel full of ladies right after 6 o'clock, 5:38. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
I'm feeling good.
Good.
Good day.
Let me tell you how my morning started.
Uh-oh.
And why this is a different frog than the normal junk. So, 2.5 hours ago.
When your day actually started?
My day usually starts at like anywhere between like 4 and 4:15. That's when I wake up.
Okay.
This was at like right about 3 o'clock. Andre woke everybody up. Woke everybody up, meaning me and Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm up. I might as well like go to the bathroom or something.
Right.
Be productive. Do something productive. I'm peeing. And then he starts peeing.
In the house?
Yes.
They never pee in the house.
Yeah. He started peeing on the wall where the bathtub is.
What?
And then I'm like, Andre, what? I was yelling. I was livid. I was half awake, and my throat hurts this morning from yelling so loudly.
You got dad voice this morning.
I picked him up, and like I didn't know what to do. And then he peed on the other wall. And then I was... besides myself, I didn't know what to do, and I just I picked him up, and he's then peeing on me, and then he was in the, and then it was in like the upstairs area, and then back in the bedroom.
It just kept going.
It was everywhere. I lost it. I was
what? Maybe he just had to really go.
So I don't think anything's wrong. I hope nothing is wrong. And then I remembered he was like. Dogs sometimes like lick their lips a lot, or they'll chomp on something, uh-huh. They'll get something stuck in their mouth like we will. And when the last time we went out last night, he was more concerned with something with his mouth than he was peeing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he drank a ton of water,
because right.
He's never peed in the house. He's had accidents in the house, but never while I'm right there.
Right.
So I was maybe losing.
He was like, "Dad, I got to go."
I was losing my mind, and then after he was done, got back into bed, and he was shaking, probably because of me yelling at him.
Oh, yeah.
So I was up, though.
Well, you've had an excellent morning.
Yeah, I need some ginger tea. My throat feels like when we did the hot ones thing a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Mm. Not going down, but when I tried to throw that stuff up, and I did, and it burned coming back up.
Yeah. You
remember. That's what this felt.
Speaking of wings, like last night someone asked me if I wanted wings, and I was like, yeah, and I looked at the menu, and I don't know what, if we were just scarred from the wings. They didn't look appetizing.
Where'd you go?
Well, I didn't go anywhere. They wanted to go, and I was like, where do you guys want to go? And they leaned like a list, and I was like, oh, let me look at the menu, because I'm one of those people. See, I ended up making a turkey sandwich. I was like, no, I'm okay.
Did they know it was National Wing Day?
Yeah, because I talked about it online, because after my nap, I was like, all right, who's getting wings? Let's go. I live downtown. Let's go somewhere. And like everyone's like, they have this promotion. And even like the place I love is Wingstop. My mom has me hooked to it, and I always forget it's there. But I'm just like, that doesn't look appetizing. But guess who wants wings today on not National Wing Day?
You?
Right. That's what's going to happen. But I'm not going to get them. And speaking of finding your zen in your ginger tea or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have trouble going to sleep every now and then. I don't know if it's like my house is in third corridor of Capricorn. I don't know. I should ask Janet. So I download this guided meditation album on Apple Music. And they're like 30 minutes each. But there's this one I get to. I should probably just turn my phone off. So it's like relaxing, sleeping, deep REM or whatever. But the one next to it, I normally don't pay attention to it, is the yoga one.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of it, like I'll roll over and I'll hear her like, yes, you're in a flower field. I don't know what she says, whatever. But in the middle of it, this noise goes, like, I have to find it for you. It is the most disturbing noise. And it's the same album I listen to. So I don't know if I'm like deep sleep by it, but like today at like 2:30, it was like, the most annoying noise. I went, what is that?
Does it work?
My phone over. I was like, oh no, we're never going to go to 48 minutes of this one. Those things in Australia that go wah, 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 one of those things, but like amplify it by like 15. I don't know if like in deep sleep it's supposed to like jolt you into like, hey, come back.
Maybe it's an error.
But I was like,
does it help you fall asleep?
The hell? This one does it because when she talks, you can hear her lips purse. And like it's just, you can hear the slobber in her mouth. So like I look past, because she only talks like the first 5 minutes is when you're supposed to like, welcome to your guided meditation. Like she has, you could tell she has an overabundance of
spit. Does the app overall work?
Ish.
I think, a lot of those you're supposed to use
headphones. And yeah. I tried it with headphones one time and like, I don't know if it's because I'm trying to sleep. I just don't want anything on my ears or in my ear.
Yeah, I've used those before. There's one YouTube that I have saved that I go to regularly.
The one you sent me when I first had his sleeping troubles.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I can't find that link anymore. Send it to me.
I will, because it's saved and it's always there when I go to look for it on my YouTube profile.
Send it to me again, because that's what I've been trying to look for. I'm like, and I know you sent it to me via text, but I think I deleted it. But I'm like, I need this one back, because the man voice is more soothing than the girl voice.
A lot of those only really work anyway if you use headphones or earbuds because of the sonic waves that are in them to get inside your head, literally, to help you fall asleep or to relax you, to force you to relax.
Also, I think the lady on mine is faking an Asian accent. I wish I knew who she was. She's like, welcome to the guided meditation. And I'm like, I don't think you're authentic.
That does sound like the one that I sent you.
I do not think you're an authentic. Oh, I love that. I can't talk.
I'm going to go find it right now.
And, please do. I need it.
I saw something. I forgot how expensive these were. And I saw something at the new Target that's being reimagined at Spring Meadows yesterday that I never thought I'd see. It breaks one of my rules, but I'm always happy to change my mind.
Okie dokie.
We'll do some guided meditation next on Q105. Keep my hands on myself. 5:47 on Q105. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, we're glad you're here. We have a very busy show. We had very light entertainment news yesterday. Scroll through. I know you don't often read the entertainment stories, even though I give them to you. Run through them.
I'm not being surprised like everyone else, but I will.
They're all like A story after A story. There's an Ariana Grande story with a new single coming.
Okay.
And she had a social media faux pas, but it's at like the bottom of the list today.
Right.
But it's an Ari story, so we got to get to it. Disney drama about millennials without kids invading Disney. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. Taylor Swift is the theme, 7:30. And a lot to get to in the 8 o'clock hour.
I just read one of the stories and just, I know you guys heard me throw my paper.
Which one?
The duo that was unlikely for 2020. A certain rapper and a certain old angry man.
He's not angry. He's just what he is. So I found the one that I go back to for the first time ever. Actually, probably I'm sure others have done this, but for the first time ever on Toledo Radio, definitely on this show, a group guided meditation.
Feel completely safe.
Yeah, that's what I need. It does sound like the same girl.
Make yourself comfortable.
Unless you're driving.
Sit or lie down if you prefer.
Yeah, I need her. You need to send me this link.
Anywhere you can't be disturbed. Anywhere you can let all your worries and problems behind with complete ease.
I love it.
I remember that always reminds me. When you first sent it to me, I had like my nephew stay the night with me on the weekend. He was crashing on the couch and I like press play. And I just hear like some knocking on my door. I go, yes. He goes, uncle, who in there with you? I was like, oh no, it's what uncle listens to when he goes to sleep, if he has trouble sleeping. I was like, it's Norman. I like turn it up. And he was like, okay, like shut the door. I go, that's kind of weird. My nephew's in here in the other room. Let me turn it down. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious because he was like, who is in there with you? I was like, first off, if there was someone nosy,
it's a little Asian lady. Uncle Floyd's getting a rubdown. Getting a mental rubdown.
I should have turned over real quick and go, okay, that's odd. We'll just suffer and toss and turn.
Good morning, the morning reboot. You can text in today. I guess it's we're in like the meat of vacation season, mm-hmm. as people are ready to get back to school. Parents, teachers, school workers, and kids, obviously, in the next couple of weeks as we wrap up July here, because if Scott from Mommy is texting us at 7:30, mm-hmm. he is our early texter. He leads the early text club.
He does.
If he's texting us to say good morning at 7:30, everybody's on vacation. 419-240-1055. You can text the show anytime. You can call us shortly after 6 o'clock for a very early panel full of ladies. And if you want that guided meditation, it's very helpful. I have not used it in a while, but there have been times when I've been extremely anxious and I've stuck my earbuds in and I just lay on the couch and kind of let it take me away. And I found it to be helpful.
And I have wireless ones too. Maybe I'll try that again. Because the last time I had it, I didn't have like the wireless earbuds, but I bought some. So that's my thing. I get caught up in the hype of like, oh, you have wireless earbuds? I want some too. And I buy them and they just sit on the damn couch.
And resell them.
No, because I'm also one of those people. I hoard my stuff that I buy. I'm like, well, maybe when I get rid of them, I'll use them. But no, they've just been sitting there.
Yesterday, I went to the Spring Meadows Target, which maybe they're I wonder how long it's going to take to redo that one. There's a big tent.
Okay, answer my question before I ask it. Are they putting the products in there while they're renovating inside? My mom and I were trying to figure it out the other day.
I think that's just where all the materials are, because they've got a lot of work to do in
there. Okay.
That was like one of the older ones, and mm-hmm. maybe they're going to bring... I'm still waiting for one of our Krogers to have a produce section, which none of them have so far as I know.
Do you think this Target will have a Starbucks? Because
yeah.
You think so? Because that means there's literally a Starbucks within 500 feet of each other. There's one across the street, there's one at the Kroger Marketplace, and then there'll be one at Target. That's excessive.
I think... It's a great point, and common sense is it doesn't need to be there, but I think we've all been in different Targets, we've all been in different Best Buys mm-hmm. and other box stores, and they're all set up exactly the same, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's the whole plan. I don't know what else. I think they would put it in there just because that's how the partnership works.
Right.
But it's a very valid question.
So, that's a lot.
So I go in there yesterday, and I was looking for a gift for Tucker. Ashley's son had his birthday, his fifth birthday, I think, Tucker Palooza on Sunday. And I didn't make it over.
He was six. He's going to kindergarten. I'm in first grade, right?
Goes to Beverly this year.
Yeah, so first grade. I think he's six.
They don't have kindergarten there? Okay. Yeah. So Tucker Palooza happened and I didn't make it over, but I wanted to get him something, especially since we've got we're on the same juvenile level of like superheroes.
Exactly.
So I got him something that will totally annoy the hell out of Ashley, and he can play with his sister. Spider-Man walkie-talkies. Sounds built in.
Oh.
Parker, I think, is two or three, so
they'll have fun with that, yeah, for sure.
And Ashley, do you remember she mentioned it last Thursday that he likes Legos?
Yes, because she was saying how expensive they are. Mm-hmm.
My jaw still hits the floor when I see how much Legos cost.
Well, see, all right, so I have two, I know one's not a friend, but one is a good friend that they man Lego. Like they're like, they love the Lego sets. They're adult men that put them together. And the stuff they come up with is like elaborate and cool. And I'm just like, I wish I, as a Lego kid, I just made squares. I'm like, Mom, look, a house. She's like, great. Oh, look, Mom, another house.
It's almost like Legos are for adults now because they're like, so expensive. Legit,
and remember back, do you remember, you're my age, that you get like a huge tub of Legos, like mm-hmm. of assorted colors. Now you get them in like Star Wars.
Right.
Spider-Man. Like, this Lego set, you have to make a Batmobile. And I'm like, and back in my day, it was like, Mom, look, it's a Batmobile. Mom would be like,
sure it
no,
is.
That's a square, son. Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah, and it's like $119 for that Avengers Captain Marvel thing.
Right.
So with that, I had forgotten how much those were because I remembered that Legos could be something that I could get for them. But I think I scored a home run with what I got them. And Ashley's got a trip to Chicago this week, so hopefully she's got a good trip. Mm. You're going to get your butt kicked by Filet Mignon on Thursday.
Is he coming?
Yep.
He's easily probably one of my favorite Toledo ones.
Filet Mignon will join us Thursday to school Floyd. And of course, we have to do white wrappers to honor him.
Can you? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's only like three.
Stop.
Okay, stop. Four.
Stop. It's going to be fun.
Can we make a music mix with him so he can help me?
Maybe.
We may have a music Thursday.
Maybe. We got to see how long he's able to stay for. The Morning Reboot, Q105-419-240-1055. A panel full of ladies just after 6 o'clock. So I'm leaving yesterday. And I've noticed Target has high. I've noticed a lot of younger people working. I should say there is a diverse subset of human beings working at Target. People of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Although I've noticed some younger people, like much younger than us, like in maybe their early to mid 20s, as manager type people, people at the storefront who are like they're the head coach of the storefronts. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you can upgrade. Just someone who's clearly in charge, and I have zero problem with that. Good for you and whatever. But I saw something yesterday that maybe, I'm not going to say that this is the sea change, but you know I have a rule. If you get a neck tattoo or a face tattoo, your chances of working at Owens Corning probably went out the window, even though Owens Corning has relaxed their dress code over the years.
Trust me, I know.
There was a guy there. But you don't work at Owens Corning.
I did.
You did?
I told you that.
I don't remember.
When I was at school, I needed to do another job to make me money because I went to school out of state. That's a whole other story.
Okay. This dude had a Lil Wayne tattoo.
You right, shut your mouth.
Right there, to the right of his eye.
He's going to make me sneeze.
To the right of his eye. Why is he going to make you sneeze?
Because I have to sneeze.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go keep going.
Got it. And it didn't. Look, I don't care if you have tattoos. None of this stuff bothers me. But I was surprised to see someone in what is probably a very corporate atmosphere, such as Target, with a tattoo on his face. Now, it was small, mm-hmm. but I noticed it. And again, I'm not against this. This isn't going to prevent me by... You're going to have to do a lot to keep me out of Target. But I'm wondering if this is a bit of the change.
This is the change, because you want to know why? Because I'm letting you know now, when I'm on my deathbed and when my nephew is a grown man, I'm going to have a doctor come in here with tattoos all on his body's engaged ears. And guess what? If he took the time to go through college and get the education, I am not to judge you on your appearance. I always get freaked out when people are like, no visible tattoos. Airline companies do it. What you going to do in like 10 years?
Right.
When everyone has gauge and piercings everywhere. You're going to have no flight attendants. Yeah. You're not even going to have pilots.
Yeah, you're going to preclude good workers
like from
being a part of your company.
And that's probably the way I was raised, because my mom was never judge. And like, I never judged, but like there was a job I had, opportunity I had. I had a visible hand tattoo. And she was like, is there a way you can cover that up? I said, yeah, I can cover it up. She said, awesome, because we don't do visible tattoos. I said, oh, that's fine. I get it. Never got the job. And I knew I was very, very qualified for this job.
Because you're black.
It's coming up racist. No, I knew it was because of my tattoos, and I wasn't mad about it. I was like, well, that's their policy. But guess what? Joke's on them, because about 5 years, we're going to have to change that policy, because guess what?
Yeah.
Where there's one Floyd, there's going to be 10 more coming up behind me. So I was just like, okay, it's cool.
His was small. So if you have like a front neck tattoo, like right here, like across your entire, I don't know if that one's.
But who are we to judge though? Like, if you are capable of doing that job, like you went out your way to better yourself and get a job, you sat down, because applications are not short like they used to be. I remember when I first started getting a job, an application was literally a front of all your information. Back was just like three references. And guess what? You didn't have to fill out the back if you didn't have any references. You just signed the bottom like, do you consent to certain the terms? Blah. Yeah. Now, like, applications are what, like 45 minutes. You take an assessment test. They call you in for one interview. They're like, okay, we'll keep in touch. Then nowadays you need like 3 to 4 interviews before getting a job. So if you have a visible neck tattoo and you went through that hassle to get the job, cash me out. I'm not here to judge you. Do your job. I personally don't think piercings and tattoos in the workplace are a big deal at all.
No, not now. Not now.
But some places are still very conservative, sure, and stuff like that.
And I'm they won't,
like,
change.
I'm like, you're a flower shop. Calm down.
They're.
Yeah, I said it.
So for the New York Yankees, they don't allow like excessive facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the thing they've had for decades. And that's kind of hard for a lot of athletes these days.
Right.
Like, I know there have been players who the Yankees have targeted to play for them, and they didn't want to go. They didn't really have much of a choice, but they had to shave for the first time in years because that's the rule. But it'll probably change, like we've discussed in businesses over the years.
Yeah,
people and appearance changes.
And I've been to places. I've actually, I have knuckle tattoos, people. I'm not hood or like. I'm not about that life.
Like, you're a bare knuckle brawler.
Right. If you see me on the outside looking, I am tatted. I'm a tatted daddy. Like, you would get this preconceived notion on me. I get it. I have gotten looks from the older generation. But, like, here's also the other thing. Ma'am at self-checkout, judging John Doe, working self-checkout. You need him. His tattoos don't matter right now. When that red light starts blinking and it says, please wait for customer service, I dare you to be like, I want someone without face tattoos to help me. Because guess what's going to happen in probably within the next 5 years? I'm a tattoo advocate.
Are your knuckle tattoos the names of your victims you've knocked out in bare knuckle wrestling?
I remember when I got them, my mom was
hold on, we got to go. 6 o'clock with the morning reboot. 419-240-1055. You buy it but never use it. And more questions for ladies only. A very early panel full of ladies next. But you can be a part of the show right now, 6:13 on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. We've got our zoo tickets winner, but we still have room for 2 more ladies if you'd like to be a part of a very early panel full of ladies. Kelsey is going to join us in a second. 419-240-1055. Take a deep breath and breathe out. You are now in the guided meditation.
Welcome to the guided meditation.
Hi, Kelsey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Floyd, what are her?
She is 30, from Toledo, married, 0 children.
Kelsey, you are a panel full of Kelsey. Thanks for joining us so early here on Tuesday. First question: what's something that you were pretty hot after to buy? Maybe it was a little pricey. You got it. Now you never use it.
Hello?
Kelsey.
Kelsey, come back.
You guided meditation her right to sleep.
No! Kelsey, come back. Come back.
What's that from, baby, come back?
Yeah.
What's that from?
Is it a commercial? But it's an 80s song, too, right? No, it's a 70s song. Like, baby, come back.
Yeah.
So I just sang, Kelsey, come back.
I think it's a bad pop song. 419-240-1055. A very early panel full of ladies. What's something, Floyd, you have purchased?
Is this our Kels? Kelsey?
I don't know about my phone.
So. We can barely hear you. This is probably not going to work out.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, no. She must be in, like, dead zone. I wonder if she has the same network as I have, because I've been dropping calls left and right.
Who still drops calls?
I don't know, but sometimes it just hangs up, and I'm just, like, talking away. Poor Kelsey.
I'm locking them up. There's two things that I'm knocking on all kinds
of. Uh-huh.
I don't drop calls. I have no complaints about my phone service. And I have, listen to me very carefully. I am not lying. I don't need my nose to grow any longer. I have zero problems with Buckeye Cable. I don't know where people live that their cable's always going out.
I see that too all the time, and that with other companies. But I will say, I was in Sandusky this whole weekend, and I had no signal. And I have the most reliable network in the nation. But I was just like, "There, no signal." I was like, "What is it? 1999?" Like, I was like lifting my phone up trying to get a signal.
I mean, if you're out places like that, I understand.
But I'm just saying, like, it happens. She may be in an area without a cell tower. Kelsey, don't feel bad, girl. I got you.
I do want to know who these people are who, like, can't seemingly have reliable cable with any cable network.
Well, I see a lot of people venting with a bee. They're, you know what I mean. But like, they're like, oh, my cable's out again. And I'm like, you live down the street.
I don't get it.
What's wrong with it?
I don't get it.
Or like when there was a power out. I guess I get the way it is, but like someone, I live in Ovestead and there was a few months ago or maybe even last year, all my days were running together. They're like, I'm without power. I'm just like, got on my porch and looked around the corner like, I have power? How did you have power? What's happening right now? But you know, it happens.
And can you answer that question for me? What's
I talked about earlier? The wireless headphones. I wanted them so bad because everyone talked about them.
Something that you wanted to buy really badly, and mm-hmm. then you don't use it. Another one.
And an Apple Watch. I did buy an Apple Watch. I resold it.
Did you?
Yeah, I never really used it.
Yeah, I thought long and hard about that, more than several times. And I'm like, I don't wear a watch now, and I always have my phone on me.
But here's the thing. After I sold it, I wanted it back. I was like, oh, now I want another one. And my mom's like, you've already had one. You didn't really care for it.
Floyd of missing out.
Keeping up with the Joneses. That's what my mom would say.
The Floyd version of FOMO. And the other question was, and this is for, what's something that you really don't like doing mm-hmm. in your relationship, but you do it because you're in a relationship with someone you care about?
Doing nature-y stuff.
Sam's very...
He is.
Stefan's very nature-y.
You said his name. It's all good.
It's fine.
It's 8 months. We're good. No, like, I even make jokes every time he's like, hey, listen, I'm like, ugh, nature. Gross.
Do you want to do a nature walk?
I spit on it. Well, one of our first times we hung out, we walked along in a metro park there. Because I do like walking in the metro parks, but I don't like being out in nature. It's really weird. Like, if I could do a nature walk inside my living room, it'd be, like, perfect.
Give me the concrete jungle anytime. 6:18 with the morning reboot. You know that Democratic presidential candidate or hopeful Elizabeth Warren was in town last night. When I saw the video, they said it was a packed house, and it might have been for that spot. There was about 200 people. I expected more. Maybe they limited it. So
I see that picture. That was a lot of people in one confined area.
We'll get to that. And kind of a big purchase by the Toledo Museum of Art as they continue their growth and more. A new addition to downtown, a new place to eat and drink on the way in less than 15 minutes.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
So much to get to. Yesterday was a quiet day. Today, or this morning with news, is not. Last night at a town hall in Toledo, people from all over came to see Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren. The Massachusetts senator stopped in the Glass City for the first time Monday since launching her campaign back in February. The Democratic debates are tonight up in Detroit. She tackled a number of issues in her address to more than 200 people, but she particularly focused on the economy and how America's middle class is affected by it all.
I don't want to go. Government that works for giant multinational corporations. I want one that works for our families. That means we need more power in the hands of workers, make it easier to join a union, and give unions more power when they negotiate.
She also said a full-time minimum wage job in America will not keep a mom and a baby out of poverty. That is wrong, and why I'm in this fight. On top of improved wages for blue-collar workers, she also touched on ending Washington corruption, including deals that she says only benefit big interests. One to introduce Warren last night was Lucas County Commissioner Pete Gerken, who talked about his roots as a Jeep worker back in the day. He said having a manufacturing job is what allowed him to go to college later in life, and that this kind of resilience is what makes Lucas County and the community so great.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
She loves her powdered blue sweaters
with her granny sneakers.
She did, but no. I did watch some of it because someone streamed it live on their Facebook feed. I'm like you. I think it's still too early. Like I feel like we want out of such a rut right now that we're latching onto anything that anyone's telling us. I know I'm personally just like, yeah, I'm here.
She speaks to the audience.
Yeah, but then someone else will speak. I'm like, yeah, I'm with you too. You know what I mean? So I think it's just one of those things that like when it gets down to the wire, I think tonight will be, is it televised tonight?
I think so. Okay. I'm fairly certain.
So I think a lot of people watch something because it's in our backyard. It's in Detroit, mm-hmm. in our own backyard. So I think it'll be interesting, and kudos to Detroit, because I know they're excited to have this event, because I've seen some people in the interviews, like on Channel 11, Channel 13, they're like, they're actually happy to have it there. So
did,
I know.
Did you see any Jaden stuff last night?
I did. I saw that he actually got to talk to her.
Good. Yeah. Good. Toledo Museum of Art has made another purchase. More than half of the rear parking lot belonged to neighboring Glenwood Lutheran Church in hopes of utilizing it for access to a future art support building. The new facility is part of the first phase of the museum's campus master plan. One of the challenges we have with locating the art support building here is getting large trucks in and out of the site, according to their interim director, John Stanley. One of the potential options is to somehow utilize that space to provide the access. Do you know that building?
No.
If you're
heading, I'm like trying to look at it in my head right
if
now.
If you're heading out of downtown, so past the museum, it's right there before you get to 75. It's on the left. Same side of the street as the museum.
Where they have the chili cook-off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure, that place.
Where I was a celebrity judge.
That was him. They've been in talks for over a year about this, and the church decided the money from the lots could be spent focusing on community ministry in the Old West End neighborhood it resides in, said their pastor, Chris Hanley. The church, which sits on the same block, can use its resources to focus on work with different organizations within the neighborhood, including Women of the Old West End and the Young Artists at Work through the Arts Commission. Parking lot will be reduced from about 100 spaces to 58, but there's still room in the back for people who are part of the church to park.
Right.
More growth from the museum. If you've been in many places all over, but specifically downtown BG this summer, you know there's a lot of construction, and all that has made it tough to get to many local stores and restaurants. So tonight, there will be a cash mob, the creation of Tracy Hovast. Tuesday night event will focus on five downtown businesses: Sam B's, Beckett's Burger Bar, The Cookie Jar, Eden Fashion Boutique, and Mode L Boutique will all be part of the cash mob. Everyone is asked to spend $10 to $20 at each store. Have you ever done a cash mob?
Mm-mm.
How about a flash mob?
Oh, did you hear about that?
No.
The one that happened in Walmart last night?
Here?
Yes. The one in Sylvania.
No, what happened?
A group of people went into Walmart and they wanted to do a flash mob, but I guess they did it. It was just a horde of people all came at once. So I guess they called security. They called 911, and there was just like a ground zero scene right at Walmart. Like there was like...
The one on Central?
Yeah. So TPD was there, Sylvania PD was there, and it was just a flash mob. I was just like, oh, I thought you would have had it in the story.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I'll look up more stuff about it, but yeah, there was a legit flash mob at the Walmart on Central last night.
Maybe they misheard. It was cash mob in BG. And as a Walmart greeter, you've got to be overwhelmed with all those people coming in. How do you greet them all at once?
What scared them, because like it was a rush of people at like, what, midnight? Of course, I'd be like, oh, they're about to revolt.
That event, that cash mob, starts tonight, 6 o'clock at Sam B's in BG. We talked about the Ohio State Fair having to check its rides and be extra careful. Well, the Wood County Fair is making sure all its rides are checked. In the morning and afternoon, state inspectors are here inspecting all the rides. They will not be open until they have passed, according to Richard King from the Fair Board. The state checks all the rides prior to any fair opening, but only requires rides to be checked once a day throughout the week. The Wood County Fair does its own inspections with their staff twice a day to avoid any problems. The fair runs all week long and is open from 8 a.m. until 11 p.m.
Okay. I mean, a fair is about rides. Like, if so half of them are shut down, I'm not interested.
And don't you want that extra thrill of wondering if you're going to fly off or not?
You have to sign a waiver. Oh, fair.
Did you ever go?
I'm so mad.
one of the first newish restaurants to hit downtown, Potbelly Sandwich Shop, closed not that long ago. It's going to be replaced very soon by Dietz. Trevor Dieter, their managing partners to the company, had been thinking of opening a downtown location for some time, and the closing of Potbelly opened up that opportunity for them to add a fifth location and try out a new concept. Downtown will be the first Dietz Barbecue and Brew. The company got a liquor license and plans to operate a full bar in addition to selling food. Dieter said, "We know Jeff Gibbs, the former Potbelly franchisee. We feel for him. It was a terrible situation that happened to him, but we're happy with what we're bringing, being able to provide a quick lunch option while also pushing our downtown catering and third-party delivery service.
I love Dietz.
Do you?
I'm excited.
Here they have good fries.
They, I'm actually, Never actually had their fries, but I've heard that too. They got some good pulled pork.
I only put this story in here because when I had lunch with Nate and Brandy of Axe 419 a couple days ago, remember they turned us on to Ernest and some other other breweries. They told me about a place on Bancroft called Patron Saints Brewery. Their co-owner, Aaron, I don't want to mispronounce his last name, noticed that more and more people were coming to his business via the University Parks Trail. So to highlight how bikeable Toledo is and to promote some friends with local craft businesses, he said the brewery is partnering with the Metro Parks to bring cyclists to bring business to the cyclists. A Crafting the Trail event will take place Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m. behind the brewery at 4730 West Bancroft, just off University Parks Trail. During the event, four vendors, Old Stable and Company, Beans Blooms, Resold, and Brit Stitches, will be selling their handcrafted wares, while food trucks operated by Saucy Slamwich, Mayberry Ice Cream will be on site, and the brewery will also be open during the event.
Nice. Also, drink and ride your bike responsibly.
Yeah, you can still get a DUI.
You can still get a DUI on a bike. But yeah, that's awesome, though. I like that idea.
Do you? I don't know University Parks Trail. Do you?
Mm-mm.
Is that like a trail as part of the university?
I'm sure bikers do. And cyclists do.
Brandy had great things to say about that brewery as well. One last thing. Paul's been mentioning it in traffic. Lasky Road between Custer Drive and Lewis Avenue is being closed for 2 weeks for a sewer project. For a sewer project, there's a detour from Jackman to Alexis leading to Lewis. Access to Custer and businesses between Custer and Lasky will be from Lewis only.
I asked a question on my Facebook and made me giggle.
What was it?
How many streets are actually open in Toledo?
Fair question.
I just want to know.
Or completely without construction?
Exactly. Like, is there a street in Toledo I can legit drive down without hitting something orange and or blinking?
6:40 on the morning reboot. Lil Nas X got his record.
Mm-hmm.
And another lawsuit over a song that we're very familiar with and we like a lot that sounds like something else. And we'll play it for you and you can decide, even though it's already been decided. Now it's to the part, how much will this famous pop star have to pay for it? That's before 7 on Q105. We have so much to get to today. Glad you're here with us. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot on Q105, 6:53. You can text the show anytime you'd like, 419-240-1055. Before 7:15, we'll give you our thoughts on this childless millennial story about Disney. And Floyd and I are on the same page with this, and you might not like what we're going to say. Let's start with our quick recap of The Bachelor. It ends tonight, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Windmill got the boot last night, so we're down to Jed and Tyler.
Oh, is the windmill guy?
Yeah.
She got what she wanted.
And I believe this breaks a long-running streak of the first impression rose not making it to the very end.
Oh.
We're not Bachelor or Bachelorette experts here, but we all know that like there's been so much drama this season, and it finally ends tonight. More drama, and I think we're going to wind up having a long discussion about this. What song did you... Hopefully you don't know any of this, and you can tell me what you think this sounds like, okay? This is... I think his name is Marcus Gray... Let me double check that. Yeah, Marcus Gray, but it goes by the stage name Flame, and the song is called Joyful Noise.
Whoa!
I love it.
It's a Christian rap song from 2009. I was like, do I have to edit this? Did a Christian guy curse?
Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise.
What does that sound like? Hopefully you didn't read. I hope this is the one that you actually didn't read entertainment.
Okay, so I didn't. Okay, so it kind of sounds like Dark Horse, but only when he says, y'all know what it is.
I hear that the effect to start it. I hear it there.
Dun, dun, dun,
so,
yeah, a bit.
A jury on Monday found that Katie's Dark Horse improperly copied that song The decision was returned by a nine-member federal jury in L.A., and it came 5 years after Marcus Gray and the two co-authors of that song first sued, alleging Dark Horse stole from Joyful Noise. Now it goes to the penalty phase to find out how much they will have to pay. Perry's attorneys argued that the song sections in question represent the kind of simple musical elements that, if found to be subject to copyright, would hurt music and all songwriters. Perry and the song's co-authors, including her producer, Dr. Luke, testified during the seven-day trial that none of them had heard the song or heard of Gray before the lawsuit, nor did they listen to Christian music. One more time.
Do you have the original?
Dark Horse is, right?
That's a stretch. It's a beat.
This is...
I don't hear it until he says, y'all know what it is, and then it goes away.
What her attorneys argue, that the song sections in question represent the kind of simple musical elements that, if found to be subject to copyright, would hurt music and all songwriters. And we talked about this the last time one of these issues arose, and I agree with those attorneys. Sometimes people have similar thoughts in their head.
I agree with you on that, too. It's hard, because I love me some Katy Perry. I hear it after, you keep playing it over and over, so maybe that's what they did in the jury deliberations. I don't know. It's because, that's the only part that sounds like Dark Horse, and then he starts rapping, and you're like, oh, okay, that's not the same song. So did he sue for the beat?
Yeah, I think
it's... So, the likeness of the beat?
I think
so. He sued for that part.
So
anyone can go to a keyboard and go, dun. Uh-uh. No, that does not sound like the same song.
I agree that it sounds similar, but I think we get into dangerous territory when we think that they stole this from someone else, or that it sounds like it's like...
I hope he gets 50 cents.
It's like comedians who have similar jokes, but they've never heard of one another. It's like, have you ever been on Twitter and you thought something, or you tweeted something?
Yes, and then I've done it all the time.
I mean, there's 7 billion people on the planet, many of whom are in the same line of work, and you can share an idea without ever having heard of something else. I'm curious to see what the payout will be.
Here's the thing. So whatever money he gets, he better donate back to a church, being a Christian artist. I said it.
So there's some Andy Cohen drama. After appearing on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Sunday night, the actor, best known for his breakout role in Netflix's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Titus Burgess said, yes, I said it. Don't care. He knows either. Burgess wrote in the comments section of his latest post, he should remember his talk show isn't an episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. On Watch What Happens Live, Cohen asked Burgess about working with Eddie Murphy on the upcoming film Dolomite Is My Name. Did you get to chat with him at all? Cohen asked. He was very problematic for the gays at one point when I was coming up. Let's do more of this.
Titus, we got a text from Danielle T. Wanting to know the funniest or craziest thing Eddie Murphy's done on set of your new movie. How cool that you're making
a movie with Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
It's called My Name Is Dolomite. It comes out in the fall.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. We just got into the Toronto International Film Festival.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he cool to work with?
He was wonderful to work with. He is a brilliant man, and I'm so excited that for all the people who, younger generations who do not know Eddie Murphy,
yes,
will learn why he is a legend that he is.
Did you get to chat with him at all? Because he was very...
Of course I did. Wouldn't I?
Yeah, of course. Well, no, I just wonder if you got close at all, because he was very problematic for the gays at one point when I was coming
up. Oh, I see. So he wasn't problematic for Titus.
Good.
We had a wonderful time. And we talked about Dreamgirls, and
oh, good.
He should have won the Oscar, I believe.
Yes.
So he was great, and any troubles he may have had with gay people, I guess, are gone because he loved me.
Cohen was referring to homophobic jokes about gays and AIDS Murphy made early on in his career and featured in the 1981 HBO special Delirious. In 1996, Murphy apologized, telling the media, I deeply regret any pain all this has caused. He also admitted that he was young and misinformed back then. Burgess kept going on Instagram. Sunday was a display of ratchet behavior by a well-connected man having blatant disregard for one of his subjects. If only time were taken to know who I am and not assuming that I am a character I play on TV, he would know how to conduct a proper interview with it all.
I love, if you watch the video, because Laverne Cox is on the show with them.
Yeah.
She was kind of taken back by the question too, But apparently, via other reports, I think I'm like page six, it all stemmed from a commercial break beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apparently, Andy had said something that rubbed both of them the wrong way. But, like, they kind of were just like, we're here, just get over it. Well, whatever, I'm like, and I think just the Eddie Murphy comment question kind of was just like rehash whatever happened off screen before the segment. So
you said that that Andy Cohen doesn't get along with a lot in the gay community.
From what I understand and what I've perceived from him, my personal opinion, because I've been very outspoken, I'm not a fan. I just think he's out of touch. He's out of touch with most of us, and I think that's kind of where that question came from. It was kind of like, yes, Eddie Murphy was problematic. Yes, Eddie Murphy did say he was problematic. It wasn't like he didn't apologize. Like, I think the way it came off was like, how dare you do a movie with Eddie Murphy with the stuff he said in the 80s? I'm sorry, there's stuff I've said in the 2000s that I'm just like, ah, should have rethought that. But like, right. You know what I mean? And I'm well informed. It's 2000. There's no excuse in 2000. You know what I mean? But like, the 2000s, sorry.
It's kind of... Yeah, I'm going to go much further. We'll just leave it as is.
He should have just let it go.
Titus Burgess or Andy Cohen?
Yeah, I do like Titus, but like he should have just let it go. You know what I mean? Like, let it play out. We all saw your reaction. Just let it go.
Did you watch it at all? He was fired up.
Oh, he was ticked.
Yeah, you can see his eyeballs kind of lit up. Yeah. Like, he saw blood in the water.
Like, rewatch it, because Laverne Cox was kind of just like,
She sat there watching.
She was like, oh.
Watching them go back and forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like, yeah. It was a tense set. 7:02 on the morning reboot. If you don't have kids, you can't go to Disney World or Disneyland. This is a big thing. But should it be? Next. The perfect recipe for total internet outrage in 1 second, or a couple of them. Good morning, it's the morning reboot, 7:15. It's Eric Chase and Floyd, Q105. You can text the show. I'm thinking you might even want to call in with a thought about this, 419-240-1055. But to go back just a moment or two, Taylor Swift, we're doing Taylor trivia. Does it feel like Tuesday?
No.
What's it feel like?
Like a Wednesday.
I agree.
Like midweek.
I agree. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday, a little bit after 7:30 this morning. Taylor Swift, with the album coming out real soon, is your theme this week for tickets to the zoo. That's after 7:30. You might have seen this taking off over the weekend and then going around your social feeds yesterday. I think Floyd and I both have the same doubt. It pisses me off to no end when I see childless couples without at Disney World. People without children need to be banned. Mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the line. This C-word, some very slutty shorts, was buying a Mickey pretzel, and Aiden, that's her son, wanted one, but the line was very long, so I said later, and it broke his poor little heart, and he cried. Woman kept going, capital letters. I wanted to take that effing pretzel from that tramp. Like, thanks, B. You made my son cry. Disney World is a family amusement park. Get these immature millennials, throw away their money on useless crap. And it goes on and on and on. This woman, which apparently is from a Facebook post that's several years old. And when I tried to track it down, I couldn't find dates. And a lot of it was blacked out, which will lead me to my conclusion and my feeling. But this brought up the discussion whether or not people without kids should be allowed to go to Disney World. And I will give out the phone number, 419-240-1055. Should people without kids, millennials, according to this woman, without kids, be allowed to go to Disney parks?
First off, this lady is off her rocker, and she's bonkers. Secondly, you made your child cry because you were impatient, because you didn't want to wait for a pretzel. You telling a child later, you could have told this child later anywhere, he probably would have had a fit. Because kids want what they want, and they want it now. That's just how kids operate. I'm an adult kid. I operate the same way. However, she has lost her flipping mind. First off, you can't sit there and say childless parents, childless adults can't come. Sometimes people cannot have children. So therefore, you're being very insensitive. And it is the happiest place on earth. People can go there whether they want to or not. And like, that was like when I read this article, I said, how dare you? Some of these couples try to have children and they can't. You never know if someone is in the process of even adopting a child.
Disney will take anyone's money.
Absolutely.
Disney is never going to keep anyone out of their park from paying. How much was that pretzel? $12?
Right. Sorry, Aiden, but Disney don't care about your mom's feeling towards people.
When I was reading through this, I can deal with caps text, but when you use the C word, you completely lose me.
Or even your choice of language. And I've said this when I'm debating someone, as soon as someone uses like profanity, I automatically take the W and win because I'm like, now you're heated and now you're not even using proper English to have this debate.
The C word and slutty is way out of bounds. Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
Are you very upset?
This girl is legit crazy. Mm-hmm. And I have kids, and people can go wherever the heck they want, and this girl just needs to settle down, and apparently she needs a vacation away from her child.
I can understand. And Mary, thanks for the phone call. 419-240-1055 if you'd like to join in on this discussion. And I can understand. I've been to Disney. I went to Disneyland when I was a little boy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Disney person. I know a lot of people have taken their kids to Disney. They have. Remember, one of our first days on the air, my brother and...
Oh, he was taking his wife and...
His girlfriend.
Yes, sorry.
Tracy and Phoenix. It was a surprise trip, and we were strategizing.
Yeah.
Like, best practices. Because I know that Disney can be a stressful place, and as a family, you've got to have a lot of patience. It doesn't give you permission to call somebody the C word, but can I posit something? I have a theory. There was so much internet outrage. I saw this on multiple people's Facebook and Twitter feeds arguing so much hate towards this person. I have a theory.
Okay.
I saw more people, and we talked about just last week, or a couple of weeks ago, with Ariel becoming a different looking Ariel.
Yeah.
When you mess with people's childhoods, which includes Disney, you get them fired up. When you talk about kids, people's kids, you get them fired up. I have a theory here, because there are more people that are irate about this, which is one woman's opinion. This is not something Disney is considering. This is not something they ever even thought of. This is not some kind of bill going through Congress like women's reproductive rights. So here's my theory. It's all BS. It's all...
Just to ruffle up some feathers?
So everybody got clickbaited.
All right. So say it's not, though. However, what you're not going to do for someone who's talking about Disney World is use these words.
Yeah.
Because what... This is supposedly the happiest, most magical place on earth, and you're literally calling someone the C word, calling them slutty. It's hot in Florida. Like, unless her canoe was hanging out, don't worry about what she's wearing. You worry about what you and little Aiden want to do. Like, also, I wonder how old she is, because I would hate to break it to her that she's a millennial, too.
It's possible.
But girl.
There's just too much about this when I started digging into the story, like trying to track where the post came from, why things were blacked out. It's just too over the top. And people were getting so outraged. And then this light went on inside of me. I was like, this is like old clickbaity kind of stuff. Like, I don't see arguments for this when it comes to, you know, my body, my choices, or... toxic masculinity, which are real issues, and this is not even a thing. This is one lunatic's opinion that is probably not even real, and the internet went sideways.
And here's the other thing that, like, and I'm quoting her word for word, Disney World is a family amusement park, yet these immature millennials throw away their money on useless crap. Newsflash, children don't automatically make a family. You know what I mean? A couple, gay, straight, bi, doesn't matter. A couple is a family. Who are you to say that, like, you're eating your own words by saying Disney World is a family, in all caps, amusement park. Children don't automatically make a family. A family could be you, your brother, your dad going. Your child is right there, but that's a family.
419-240-1055. It's the Morning Reboot, Q105, Eric and Floyd. Even if this is legitimate, And this woman does exist. I cannot emphasize enough. This is one very stressed out, maniacal opinion. It's not something that Disney talked about in quarterly business meetings.
Right.
It's not something that was floated out to see what the feedback would be. This is not even the only thought Disney World has is making money. And by keeping people out, they don't make money.
And also, the way Disney works with you posting this and people causing an uproar like, oh, I'm going to go now because I don't have children. They're going to up their prices. Guess what? You just screwed yourself over, ma'am.
I have seen multiple posts of people hating this woman saying, you know, exactly to your point, I'm going to round up all my, air quotes, millennial friends, and we're going to cash mob, flash mob Disney World to show you that we are your audience. Everyone is Disney's audience.
And Disney is sitting up there like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Counting
like
money.
Excellent. Bring me the millennials. And you know what? Someone in the executive office probably made this post and was just like, let's see how many people we can get to come here.
Yeah, there's just too much here that doesn't smell right.
Old Man Anderson. Over a damn pretzel!
Right.
Like, legit.
There's just too much here for me that doesn't smell right for this to be true. And for anybody
I wonder how much a pretzel was at Disney World. I need to know. Come on.
We complain about going to the movies and paying movie concession prices. If you've never been to Disney World.
I've never been.
Like, it's maybe the most expensive vacation you'll take, because the reason why ballparks, concert venues, the movie can charge so much is because you are a captive audience. They have you, and if you're thirsty, you need to pay $7 for that. There is no place where that is more evident than at Disney World or Disneyland.
I don't believe this price.
What is it?
Says Mickey Mouse pretzels with cheese is now $7. It's still expensive. It don't even look like Mickey Mouse.
By the way, I think the voice of Minnie Mouse died the other day.
She did.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is the theme for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday next.
Also the voice of Martin Wiggum from The Simpsons.
Was it the same person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes.
Martin was the kid?
Yeah, he's like, my cat breath smells like cat food. We loved him. Everyone self-identified with Martin.
7:25 on the morning reboot. Morgan, we're waiting for you to win. We've got prizes next for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday on the way.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
We want tacos! Taco Tuesday!
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
Who's up first?
We have Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Are you a big Taylor Swift fan?
I used to be, like, right in the middle there. I haven't kept up with her recently, so we'll see.
So you were, like, I knew you were a Trouble fan, or
yeah,
further back? Okay. All right, well, these...
Well, I got you for New Taylor, so we good.
Okay.
Okay.
Denise, where are you from?
Northwood.
Love Northwood. Mm. It's my favorite place next to Rossford. What's Taylor's middle name?
Oh.
Andrea... Allison or Alexis?
Andrea.
To this very minute, how many albums has Taylor released? 3, 6, or 2?
6.
How many Grammys does Taylor have? 1, 23, or 10?
23.
That's a lot of Grammys.
I know. I'm really high on that one. You know, you always see them holding like a ton in their arms. So
do you want to change that?
Really, you should change that answer, Pumpkin.
10.
There you go.
Which of these has Taylor never been Which of these has Taylor never been connected to romantically? Jake Gyllenhaal, Harry Styles, Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
And lastly, which Pennsylvania place was Taylor born? Philadelphia, Reading, or Pittsburgh?
Reading.
You got the first. You got four right. So let's try again.
Which one?
We'll go back. What's okay. Taylor's middle name? You said Andrea. So it's either Allison or Alexis.
Okay. Let's see. She's only like 25. I would think.
I'm with her. She's going through like the popular names, and I have an idea in my head.
She's 30.
Oh, okay. She's 30. Yeah. Okay, so maybe. Okay, so I'm gonna go with my other friend who is also Alexis, who is almost 30.
That's not right either.
What?
So we'll just go with Allison. Although I do appreciate your "Who Wants to Be a Millionaire" talking it out.
She did.
And the analytical prowess you attempted there. Hey, hold on 1 second, Denise. We'll get you tickets to the zoo. Okay.
All right.
All right. Yes. So these are the questions.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why I gave you those.
So she's Taylor Allison Swift?
Yeah.
That's TASS.
Yes, it is. TASS Electronics.
It's hot.
It's the morning reboot. Q105, Eric and Floyd. We were wondering, I wondered, if Jaden made his way out last night. You said he was pretty active on social media.
He did. I only knew because a lot of the news people on my Twitter, they retweeted the picture of him. And I was like, look at him.
So Jason got a couple of minutes with Elizabeth Warren. He's already got several thousand views on this. I want to play some of it.
And as an outspoken critic of the president, what do you think is the worst policy he initiated?
He went right after her. You're right.
That's hard. I mean, he's doing a lot of really bad stuff every day. But when you think about the policy, I guess it's probably taking children away from their families down at the border, and doing it not to make our country safer, but really doing it to try to hurt human beings. Because if he can make them hurt a lot, then maybe when they're scared for their lives, they won't come here. And that just seems horrible to me.
What are you doing for equal opportunities for people of color?
So that's a really good question.
Whoa! You know,
every time I think about economic issues, I stop and say, but let's also see how it intersects with race. So here's an example. Housing. Number one way that middle class families in America build wealth.
Good for him for getting a couple of minutes.
You know what? Okay, Jaden Winfrey. He went right into it.
He's going to be 15 years old and hosting the nightly news on
ABC.
Well,
he was like, so like we was talking, I was like, okay, and then he said, for people of color. And I said, come on, Jaden. Because ain't nobody else going to ask that question.
If you go to YouTube, you can search, just search Jaden Reports, and his videos and his channels and his very hard and good work will show up.
Even hearing his voice, I'm like, I want to be a better person.
I've had some friends who are longtime Elizabeth Warren fans and have been clamoring for her to run for like multiple election cycles now. And now that I see her more frequently and looking at her in that video with the sweater on. So when I was younger... It must be a Jewish thing.
Okay.
All of my mom's friends, her good friends, were my aunts, but we were not related.
It was not a Jewish thing.
Aunt Lynn, Aunt Sandy, Aunt Joyce. And then I got to a certain age, I'm like, they're not even related. They're just good. So they were all my aunts and uncles. She looks like Aunt Elizabeth.
Oh, Auntie Liz.
Aunt Elizabeth. She looks like one of my mom's friends who she would trade coupons with. They would refund together.
See, I have an Aunt Nat, an Aunt Renee, an Aunt Mary, and I'm like, man, Grandma was busy. My mom would be like, oh, those are friends. Those are like childhood friends. So it's not just a Jewish thing. I have cousins. They're like, you have so many cousins. Like, that's a play cousin.
It's a minority thing.
It is a minority thing. Oh, you are one of us.
We go way back. We were the OG slaves.
You were the original. Oh, build that pyramid, boy.
Yep. 7:45 at the morning reboot. We have lots of entertainment news to get to. Ari made a mess up with JonBenet Ramsey. We'll get to that and more before 8 o'clock.
Q105 track.
7:53 on Q105. It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, we're live now on our Q105 Facebook page. If you go to a couple hours earlier on our Facebook page, I am determined to get everybody on the Mindhunter bandwagon. They posted a teaser for season 2, which comes out, I believe, August 16th. Jonathan Goff, was he on Glee?
Oh, he was!
Yeah.
That was, yeah, he was the rival team.
So, he is It takes place in the 80s, and it's basically the beginning of forensic psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, is it Manson? It's Son of Sam, the BTK killer, and it might be Manson, who have brief cameos during this season. It's a great show.
I'm obsessed with the Son of Sam story.
Okay. Are you a true crime? I know a lot of people like true crime podcasts.
That is Tiana Anderson. Okay. That is my sister.
Then get her on Mindhunter.
She could commit the perfect crime.
Speaking of crimes, I guess the trial's happening right now over in Sweden. ASAP Rocky.
Oh, they're wasting no time.
He's doing court today, which is probably now over there. His real name is Rakim Mayers. He said he's innocent and the plaintiff provoked him, and two companions have also been charged with assault. If convicted at the Stockholm District Court, they could face up to 2 years in jail. His lawyer said the rapper would plead not guilty at the trial. He's best known for being ASAP Rocky. Before his arrest, he uploaded videos on Instagram of the moments before the alleged assault, saying two men were following his team and that they did not want any trouble.
Okay. So if you did, why didn't you post a video? Why are we just seeing the video of you attacking this person?
Right.
So, like, I don't get when people are like, I'm going to plead not guilty. Court of public opinion. I saw the video. You threw this young Swedish man who's like built like the number one. He's just skinned him up. You just flung him. It was literally one person against like five big bodyguards.
Don't mess around. And all these music stars, all these artists, whoever travel the world, do not mess around in other countries where you don't know the laws.
Right.
Like in this case, where there's no bail. Like, at least here you can pay a really good lawyer to, like, hustle the law.
Well, like, even that, I'm going to wrap, I know, but just, it's literally one person. If he's taunting you, just be the bigger person, get on your tour bus and leave. Just let it be. You have no street credibility over there to prove yourself in the streets in Sweden.
And in the same way that there's always, you pay people to drive you around to not get DUIs and stuff, like, you have different levels of bodyguards, I would think. Like, the lowest level
right.
one, like, he's the fall guy.
Like, for sure. I, you know what? I normally disagree with you on stuff like that, but if you trap with a team of five, number four is your man.
Like, oh, we're in Sweden? Okay, number two, I'm going to need you to take that
exactly,
guy out and take the two-year jail sentence. Lil Nas X got his record for number one. You happy about that?
You know what? Queer visibility, absolutely. However, Mariah Carey's on this list like three times.
I know.
I was like, come on, Mariah.
I had to explain to Peapod last night. I think Mariah might, and we might have talked about this last week. I think no one has more number one singles than Mariah, except maybe the Beatles. Do you know how she did that?
No.
99 cent singles.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
She rigged the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he gamed it by constantly releasing remixes.
Yeah. Because if you hear the remix, it's like back in the day when we talk about this before, they would release like part two of something and you would search for part one.
Yep.
Like I heard the remix before I heard the original, so I was just I dabbled in the streaming. I was like, I want to hear the original. And then, oh, there's another remix. Well, let me go back to the original, see how it's different. Yeah.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. And he gamed it better than anybody else. In fact, I was listening to Panini yesterday.
Such a good song.
And just that I was getting into it, it was over. Like, is that song 2 minutes and 8 seconds long?
Mm.
You know who Daniel Craig, of all people, and he's allowed to have this thought because he's a producer with the Bond movies. You know who he wants to do the next Bond theme? The last two were Adele and Sam Smith, and they got Oscars for Skyfall and Writings on the Wall. But because of his daughter, who's a big fan, he'd like Ed Sheeran to do the theme. Mm. No? Mm. Why not?
I don't know. He never crossed my mind. It could work.
There was talk of Adele doing it again as her song was such a major hit, but Ed is under serious consideration. Daniel's not just the lead actor on the movie, but also one of the producers, so he has sway. The sticking point, adds the source, is Ed translate more to a younger generation, while Adele was more across all ages, so there's other artists they're looking at.
And that's one of those things, if you're like, hey, you're going to be the main artist that sings a Bond theme song. Just get your Oscar speech ready.
Right.
Like it never fails.
And you know what? Whenever I think of Bond themes, I only think of the Madonna song. That's the only one I ever liked.
She had a Madonna?
Die Another Day.
Oh, she did. Yeah, from Die Another Day. I always think, okay. Like, you're right. I was like, Madonna never did it.
Skyfall was like the leftover lyrics of Hello, or like an old ballad.
Yeah. And I don't remember the Sam Smith one at all. But I knew it was a hit. I know it was there.
Yeah.
I saw his acceptance speech. I was like, oh, yeah.
Ariana Grande is having a bit of a week. The pop star first made waves Sunday on Instagram with a now-deleted post about JonBenet Ramsey, the 6-year-old child beauty queen who was killed in Colorado many years ago. Grande's friend Doug Middlebrook shared a photo of a magazine with the child on the cover, which read, "JonBenet arrest made." Middlebrook captioned the photo, "No one has done more covers." Ariana commented, "I can't wait for this to be your Halloween look." He said, "Working on it already." Fans were quick to screenshot the post and comment on the singer's behavior. Wait, what? An 8-year-old girl who was violently killed, strangled, and suffocated cannot be anyone's costume. She apologized for her tweet later on. It was deleted, and she moved on. Did they ever find that little girl?
They found her.
Did they?
Yeah, but
they don't know who did it, right?
They don't, but like, yeah. Outrage Olympics. I saw the post where it was deleted. Was not that bad.
She also hit social media yesterday with a teaser of her newest song, Boyfriend, which is out on August 2nd. It sounds, the Instagram post sounded like this. She looks good.
I love her. I do. I just love her.
August 2nd. For Boyfriend.
She can do no wrong.
And then to go back to last hour when we were talking about Katy Perry losing a legal battle, a jury said that Dark Horse, this, copied this. Joyful Noise by a Christian rapper named Flame. I hear the similarities. Probably 1,000% coincidental. Now we're going to wait to see what she's going to have to pay, including Dr. Luke and the other people who helped the song.
I think it's more, she's a Billboard, but I think it'll fall more on the producer side. So I don't, it's so, like you said earlier, there's 7 billion people on this earth. Like, it's just odd that this has crossed paths.
There's somebody else out there. Like earlier this morning when we were talking about the Disney stuff, I'm like, you know what? This story doesn't sound legit. I think it's made up for clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people on radio stations all over the planet going, this is a terrible story. It's made up. It's clickbait. Sometimes there's a lot of people. We have the same thoughts and creativity at times.
Well, it's like, remember back with Vanilla Ice and then Queen, the ding, 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 ding. Like, that's a legit ripoff because that is a popular song that everyone knew. And when we heard it, we're like, oh, he's sampling this song. I've never heard this song ever. So, like, when you play this, I'm just like, oh, it sounds familiar. But I also do that with other songs around. Like, there's been songs I played on here and I start humming another tune. I'm like, oh, these sound very familiar.
Back up. Vanilla Ice got sued for that?
Yes.
He didn't ask Queen for the sample?
No. No, and I only knew this because I watched Vanilla Ice Behind the Music. And you know what? And people, they know because you know what his reasoning was? He goes, mine goes ding, 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 ding. There goes ding, 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 ding. Like, he tried to change it in the middle. He's like, it's not the same. And I go, no. Yeah, he got in trouble for it.
Did he at least try to ask permission?
No, they just used it. Like, that's a blatant ripoff.
To wrap up our entertainment here, I read a website constantly. It's mostly sports, but there's a lot of great pop culture stuff. It's called TheRinger.com. They do a lot of things that we talk about, I get from there. Mm. And they're looking back at 1999 in music, and they told a quick anecdote about Jay-Z and Hard Knock Life. The anecdote is, Jay-Z was not allowed to use the Annie sample at first. So apparently he wrote a letter about being some kind of orphan to the original producers.
Uh-huh.
And then they allowed him to use it. And apparently he made up the story about the orphan.
They said yes. Yeah. What did they say? 13 no's and one yes is still a yes.
8:03 with the morning reboot. A great event to think about attending on Saturday. Mid-story, Sam and Logan will be by next.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
8:15 on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. Our guests, Sam and Logan from Midstory, won't be able to make it by today. An emergency popped up. We'll try to grab them. They have an event that's happening at the train station, which I thought was in a different place downtown. Apparently, the old Amtrak station is near San Marcos.
Mm-hmm. It's down in like the little valley.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
So they have an event, Midstory. They are they're a couple of kids that were born, young adults. They were born here, went away to a couple of Ivy League schools, came back, and they have a thing called Midstory. You can find them on Facebook, and they aim to tell and share stories about our great area and hope they will spread all over to help raise the profile of all the great things that are happening here. And they have an event happening, A City in Transit. It's a gala, it's an expo, family-friendly, with lots to do, food trucks, and much, much more, Saturday at the old Amtrak station from, I think, like 3 or 4 o'clock into the evening.
To 8, yeah, I believe, yeah.
So, but look for them on Facebook. Back to Jaden here for a second. Jaden, we had on last week. He is the media, but he's all over being on the media, 13 ABC, mm-hmm. and much, much more. I was just on my Twitter. We played some of his stuff from earlier. Do you know who MJ Lee is?
I don't. But everyone was retweeting that.
Okay, so she is a CNN political correspondent. She has 65,000 followers on Twitter. Her tweet last night, star of Elizabeth Warren Reporter Gaggle in Toledo, is 11-year-old Jaden. He says he's a freelance reporter. He's prepared with a list of questions. Please give him a follow. I want to see. Do you remember how many people had followed him when we last looked?
Oh, no. A
couple thousand, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, he has now 9,700.
Yes!
He's progressing nicely. Let me see if I can
put it right on his coattails.
Also, from MJ Lee, guys, hold on, let me pause it. Guys, Jaden has a lesson for all of us reporters. Keep your questions short and simple. Let me play some.
Yes, what separates you from the other candidates?
No, I can only tell you about why I'm in.
Oh, come on, Internet.
Oh, poo.
I see an America that works better and better and better for a thinner and thinner slice at the top. I believe we have a chance in 2020 to turn that around and have an America that works not just for those born into privilege, but an America that works for everyone.
He's awesome. And I'd love to sit here and go, like I joked in the last segment, he's going to be like the next Brian Williams. He kind of left NBC. He'll be the next David Weir.
Yeah.
I see him doing something more, even though I think he really enjoys traditional media, traditional news journalism. Mm-hmm. I see him doing something non-traditional because there are no such things as stellar 11-year-old journalists like he is.
He's just so poised and bright-eyed, and like the world is like, he's so fresh to the world. Like the world hasn't got to him yet, and he's just doing his thing, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want him back in studio. Like he just. It's just amazing. Like, he's such a good, it's so good to see something fresh like that in a kid. Like, at 11, I wanted, like, a Super Nintendo and just to play video games and comics and wanted the next new toy. He's literally out there pursuing a dream that many go to school for, but he's already got a grasp on it. You know what I mean? He knows what he wants, when he wants, and how he's going to do it. That's flippin' amazing.
Mm-hmm. Go follow Jaden. You can search Jaden Reports on YouTube. You can find him all over social media. He somehow, and I'm sure it'll slow down when school starts back. I hope he goes to
Mommy Valley.
Yeah, Mommy Valley. I'm sure his breaking news will slow down just a little bit once he heads back to school. But he's got to have a police scanner. I forgot to ask him that. Because that's how you find out when news is breaking.
Yeah.
And then his Grammy drives him out to the scene to report.
Before paying her bills.
A couple of news stories. Dietz is opening up in the old Potbelly, the short-lived Potbelly, unfortunately, in downtown Toledo, across from the Huntington Center in the same block, right in Levis Square.
Yeah.
This Dietz will be different because they have procured a liquor license. So they're going to have alcohol as well. Dietz Barbecue and Brew. A couple other things from earlier this morning. There will be a cash mob tonight in downtown BG to help out some local businesses who've been slammed pretty hard by all the construction in downtown Toledo. And then we have a cash mob tonight, and there was a flash mob last night.
Yes. So via news outlets, The Walmart on Central near Sylvania area, a group of the, all the reports, I don't know how many, but more, they rode deep inside the Walmart on Central and wanted to do a flash mob or started a flash mob. And I guess it raised some concerns, which obviously you're seeing 15, 20 to 30 people rode deep at Walmart at one time. You can only assume the worst, especially at midnight or overnight.
Right.
So I guess authorities were called, and like I stated earlier, it was the best way to describe it because I saw some stills of it. It was like a ground zero scene. It was like police, ambulance. It was just like a murder scene, but it was just people trying to do a flash mob.
Young heathens.
I don't even know
suburbs.
How to describe the scene because the picture I saw was like, did someone die? Like, is it on fire? Like, there was TPD showed up, Sylvania showed up, first responder showed up. I was just reading like the story as it, and they reported on this morning. It was no scare, just a flash mob. So I think if you were driving by, you're kind of like, what the hell's going on inside Walmart? Come to find out, just 30 friends bored, apparently.
What is that about how many it was?
30? They said about 20 or so. So I just said 30 because you know what I mean? Like,
you're about what? 8-9 years late for the peak of flash mobs?
Who does the flash mob?
They were like...
They were popular, but it has a TV show.
2010, 2011, yeah. And they
we're bringing show up flash and, mobs back.
Right.
Yeah.
They'd kick out a Bruno Mars song or something.
I don't know, but who knows? But there are people in the store. I wonder if anyone got, like, video.
One, you're a bad flash mob if you didn't get any video. If the only thing we have of you is the police outside...
Is right. It's an alleged report. Like, no one's... No videos have surfaced.
You have to watch The Boys on Amazon.
You told me about it.
So it's like if, oh God, they have real life problems, but beyond that, it's the corporatization of superheroes. Like they can't go save people unless there's a camera person there. It's
okay.
You saw the Watchmen movie, right?
Yes,
it's forever. It's like that, but 1,000 times better.
Okay, so that's a bad example.
One last local thing, because some friends had told me about it last week, and now here it is as a news story. Aaron, who's the co-owner of Patron Saints Brewery, noticed that more and more people were coming to his business via University Parks Trail. He's off of Bancroft. So now there will be a Crafting the Trail event Saturday from 11 to 3. They're at 4730 West Bancroft, just off that trail. Old Stable and Company, Beans, Blooms, Resold, and Brit Stitches will be selling their handcrafted wares while food trucks operated by Saucy Slamwich and Mayberry Ice. And also, the brewery will be open during the event. And yesterday, I was walking Franklin again because nobody adopted him.
He's so adorable.
And we went over to the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't done a whole lot of cleaning up from the night market the other night.
Did Franklin lose his mind?
No. But there was some stuff out there that hadn't been quite picked up yet after they did the night market.
Okay.
824, our friend Jeffy McGee will be by another big rock blockbuster this week.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have fun with some rock movies next.
I'm living, so we turning up. Yeah, we turning it up.
8:37. I don't find it funny.
What? It's never been used before. Yeah.
Just wanted to add to the array.
And if you hear this music and don't automatically think of, like, Christmas time, there's something wrong with you.
I don't know. I typically think of Thanksgiving because that's when the movies usually came out.
Yeah, Thanksgiving time, yeah.
That music, Harry Potter, 8:37, the morning reboot, Q105, Eric Floyd, our friend Jeffy McGee is here, our pop culture superhero saving me games on my PS4.
Just pointing out that there is a way to download games that have been taken off the store, just saying is all. But really, we're focusing on another type of massive star today, as in, if you smell what the Rock is cooking this weekend, as it is Hobbs and Shaw. Pardon me. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, because ultimately we want to make sure everybody knows it's a spinoff, because this is the big weekend where... Is this the fifth movie that Rock has been in as part of this franchise at this point? I think he started, like, what, Fast 5, and we're now up to 8 in the main story.
Floyd, how many have you seen?
I... I saw a bit of Tokyo Drift.
What's weird is that I saw 1 and 2, and I enjoyed 1 and 2. I have not seen Tokyo Drift, and then the series apparently got really good starting at 4, and that's where I haven't picked up from it yet. So all the ones after that are supposed to be actually good.
When was the first one?
Nah, it's back in 2001, believe it or not.
It's 20 years old.
We're approaching the 20th anniversary, and there's still at least 2 damn movies in the main body of the series that are yet to come. They've already announced Furious 9 and 10. And not to mention, if this spinoff is a big success, whatever they'll do with any spinoff movies after that. So
the only reason this one has my attention is because my dreamboat, my crush, is the villain.
I can understand that.
Yeah. We just pointed to the wall.
Understood. So, but as a result of that, we're going to look at the unlikely rise of what is one of the top box office draws. In fact, in several recent years, he has been the top box office draw at the worldwide box office in Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, for those of you who somehow have been living under a rock for the last 20 years. He started out as a professional wrestler in the WWF and then eventually migrated to Hollywood. What?
As Rocky Maivia.
As Rocky Maivia.
He was so greasy.
And he was very... And he was very, very not popular, and then he turned into a bad guy, and the next thing you know, the Rock character was born, and he was basically the biggest thing in wrestling, with the exception of Stone Cold Steve Austin. And it was one of those times where WWF lucked out to having two of the biggest stars ever simultaneously in The Rock and Steve Austin.
So, I loved the wrestling so bad.
We are not diving into wrestling.
I'm just
we're not
saying, like, that, the Undertaker and Rock were my favorite people ever.
But we are getting into The Rock's movie career, or Dwayne Johnson's movie career, as he is now more commonly known. Although everybody calls him The Rock still, let's be honest here. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're looking back at his almost 20 years himself as being on top of Hollywood at this point. So let's start with number one, please.
Yo, what's this?
A game for those who seek to
Jumanji.
Find.
That is Jumanji. Very well done. And that was actually, I believe, his highest grossing worldwide movie. No, I'm sorry. Probably a Fast and Furious one. Outside of the Fast and Furious ones. Probably one of his, you know, his highest grossing movie. Came out in 2017, and the sequel is coming out this year.
And I can't believe we got a sequel.
And the trailer actually looks really good. Have you seen the trailer yet?
No, I
definitely
saw the first one.
Check out the trailer. Check out the trailer. Okay. Well worth it. So Floyd, one. Eric, nothing. We got a number two on the list, please.
Our team is the elite of the elite. The
G.I. Joe.
And soul of this very beach. We protect when
is
no one wants to protect.
Second one.
We go above and beyond.
This has nothing to do with saving people.
Oh. You're
got it now?
There's more to this job than just swimming.
Victoria Leeds, the new owner of the Country Club.
Drugs, I give up.
Murder. Oh, my God.
I yield.
He talked about swimming and a beach. Do you remember that one?
Oh, Baywatch?
There we go. But sorry, you're not getting the point. You already conceded.
I heard the bump, 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 bump. I said, oh, that's freaking Baywatch.
All right, so Floyd still won. Eric still nothing. Let's go to number three on the list, please.
Maui.
That's Moana.
Oh my God! He barely got any dialogue out on that one, and he still got that one. Is it just the island sounding music? Was that it? Or
no, that her voice is so distinct.
I gotcha. Yeah. So, all right, very good, Floyd. So Floyd, two. Eric, nothing.
Yeah, this is gonna be ugly for me.
Right. Let's go to number four on the list, please.
It's weird. You like hang out with animals more than people.
Yeah.
Is this Rampage?
Very good, Rampage.
Love that movie.
You saw it? You're the one.
I'm the one person
who saw that.
Love that movie.
That's not fair. It did reasonable, but for a movie based on a 20-year-old video game, it seemed like an odd choice.
Never knew it was based on a video game until after the fact.
Love
true
that video
story.
Game.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, it would have been before your time, probably. Yeah. Arcades are probably before your time.
They saw it with a friend, and they're like, oh, I had this video game. I go, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I totally played it off, and like I got home, I was like, a video game.
I totally played so it off. So many quarters into that game.
You were just controlling a giant monster, destroying cities. What could be more fun and simple than that? And last I checked, there was no Dwayne Johnson in that game, but they forced him in there anyway. All right, so Floyd, three. Eric, the best you can do is tie right now.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let's go number five on the list, please.
You want to make a difference.
Make ready, let's go.
risk your life.
G.I. Joe. That's
G.I. Joe. Yeah, very well done. You actually remembered the subtitle. Very nicely done. That was the G.I. Joe sequel. He wasn't in the original, but then he became the star of the sequel, and we killed off basically the entire cast of the first movie. So, not that the first movie was any great shakes that you absolutely had to preserve everybody from that movie, but it was kind of interesting that just kind of completely redid the franchise just because
in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, they just killed off the guy who was in Magic Mike. Why did they do that? It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, because ultimately he was too expensive for a sequel, I guess. So, all right. So, Eric won. Floyd stole three. As we go to number six on the list, please.
World-class athlete Joe Kingman had it all.
Oh!
Until the day
Tooth Fairy?
Nope.
Came to his door.
My name is Peyton. I'm your daughter.
Oh!
Remember the name of the movie.
Oh, what is the name?
Game Plan?
No! Oh!
I never had a kid.
My birth certificate. Your name is on it.
I don't know it. But in the movie poster, he's wearing a tutu. Yeah. And she's leaning against him.
Yeah, but that would be the Game Plan.
Oh, man.
So close, and yet so far, unfortunately.
You saw the poster, too. That's what you're like, ah, Tooth Fairy.
That was actually one of the ones that kind of, because people forget, like, in the mid-2000s, he was making, like, a lot of, like, really crappy Disney movies. Mm-hmm. And then
Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that Vin Diesel's actually did very well. The Pacifier actually kind of reignited his career, believe it or not. And with The Rock, there was that lull period there, but then the Game Plan hit very big. And so the next thing you know, he was already back. He was back on top from that point. But Floyd has already pretty much won. So let's go to number seven, just because.
In 1 week's time, the prophecy will be fulfilled. A tyrant who enslaved.
Is this a scorpion?
No, you got it. That's a scorpion.
Scorpion King.
King.
Yeah. No! Look at that. I won.
Not only a win, it was a decimation. Eric with exactly 1 point.
Jeff, you know what I would have guessed that one was? Didn't he do something of the Race to Witch Mountain?
Yes, he did. That's a good movie. That was, again, part of the crappy Disney 2000s of The Rock. Yeah, basically.
8:45. We are nearing, it's going to be next month very soon. So things to stream, download, and play, and much more to come with Jeff next.
Q105.
8:57 on Q105 with the morning reboot. We're glad you're here. It's Eric and Floyd, and our friend Jeffy McGee is here, our pop culture superhero. It's the end of the month, so things are leaving our streaming platforms.
If you want to check out a few things before they depart, specifically August 1st, so you have 2 days to get to these on Netflix. Final Destination. Do you remember the Final Destination series from the 1990s? It was actually a very big deal, and they had up to 5 movies, 4 of which are currently on Netflix and leaving by August 1st. We're talking Final Destination 1, 2, 3, and the fourth one, which was not Final Destination 4. It was The Final Destination because that was supposed to be the end of the series. It wasn't. Then they made 5 because, you know, movies are movies. So.
That movie taught me what driver's ed did not. Do not drive behind vehicles.
There we go.
Where things come off and decapitate you.
The trailer for the sequel just dropped, so if you wanted to check out the original Zombieland, now is the time. That is also on Netflix as we speak, but it'll be gone by Thursday, so you might check that out. If you haven't seen the trailer for the new one, that's actually very funny. Zombieland Double Tap, so definitely worth checking out. Also, Hairspray. When I say Hairspray, I don't mean just the musical. I mean the original 1988 John Waters movie are both on Netflix. If you
with Ricky Lake?
Out. Yeah, with the original with Ricky Lake.
The movie was, who was the, Nikki? Nikki Blonsky.
Nikki Blonsky.
Yeah. Yeah,
she what was, happened to her?
She had a short-lived sitcom on the Family Channel. That's how long ago it was. It's not even the Family Channel.
Well, she was cast because basically she was perfect for that role, and you know, ultimately, you know, Hollywood unfortunately doesn't exactly, you know, look kindly upon finding great roles for plus-size actors. Mm-hmm. That's a problem on all sides. So unfortunately, so I'm not sure what she's doing. I hope she's doing well because she was awesome in that movie. On Amazon, these are new. These are not leaving immediately, so you can have some time with these. The original Dumb and Dumber is on Amazon right now, and I'm sorry, but I, you know, all things considered, I adore that movie because it was
never
one of my.
Seen it.
Oh, you have to check that one out.
Yeah,
it is well worth the time, gentlemen. So I definitely recommend checking that out. And if you want to really waste 2 hours of your life, the sequel, Dumb and Dumberer, the prequel movie that they made that didn't have Jim Carrey in it, you can check that one out as well. 12 Monkeys, which was an excellent sci-fi movie from the 1990s, and of course inspired the more recent sci-fi series. You can check that out as well. There are like 5 different Star Trek movies that just got added to Amazon for some crazy reason. So if you're a Trekkie, there are plenty of options. On Hulu, I want to point out a couple of really good ones. A 1990 Best Picture winner, Dances with Wolves. Do you remember that one?
Let's not burden people with Kevin Costner movies.
For 3 hours. Yeah, you're going to be stuck with Kevin Costner for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. An excellent action movie that maybe not a lot of people know about called Das Boot, which is a movie about a German U-boat. But it is one of the most tense and incredibly well-made action movies ever. You can check that out on Hulu. And also, speaking of action, the original Terminator. We have to reach back to that one, especially now that the next new one is coming out this coming Christmas season. For some family picks, leaving Netflix on Thursday, so you better hurry up if you want to get your Beverly Hills Chihuahua in. It's going to be leaving in 2 days.
You've seen that, haven't you, Floyd?
No!
No, he's seen the sequels. He's part of the cult of the sequels of Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Don't call me out.
There's like 2 different sequels to that direct-to-video and so forth. Disney keeping up with their pattern of squeezing every last dollar out of those movies. On Amazon, I want to point out Corpse Bride. Do you remember that one? It was the
Tim Burton
movie. It was a stop-motion animation made in kind of the style of Nightmare Before Christmas. Also on Hulu, remember this movie, Cats and Dogs from 2001. Another family pick for you. It did well enough to warrant a sequel.
It did. I remember that.
With all the unanswered questions of the first one. Give me one more thing, Jeff.
One more thing. Today, Avengers is available for purchase on demand. You can check it out, obviously, if you haven't seen it, and judging by the grosses, you did. But if you want to own it, there it is.
Yeah. Do I want to bring myself to tears again?
Over and over again for the rest of your life, yes.
901 with the morning reboot. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast. Q105.